Ba-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Tom.
Thompson. Hey, Thompson. So we are on location over here in the Laurel Hills neighborhood, sort of, inner Richmond.
In Richmond Library.
Well, that's close. We need to get over there. Have you been over there to see your art that's hanging up at the Richmond Library?
I don't remember that.
I don't understand those words.
I've already been there, silly.
You've been there and seen it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I need to get out there and see it myself. It's at the Outer Richmond Library?
No, it's the Inner Richmond.
Inner Richmond Library, the SF Public Library. So you've had your first art show at 4 years old in San Francisco.
Not really in San Francisco, in this neighborhood, and right here. It's right here.
Still pretty impressive.
It's right here.
A lot of people never even get to this city at all, much less have their art shown in it. Do you think you want to be an artist in your life?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, an artist.
That's an awesome thing. It's really hard, though.
I will be just an artist.
Well, it requires working all kinds of other jobs so that you can be an artist. Because in the United States, you can't really be an artist. I mean, not like full-time. I mean, you can't live off of it. 1% of 1% can. But they're usually born rich anyway.
Rich?
Yeah, it means they have so much money they don't have to do anything for a living. But you can always be an artist, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. You can always be an artist. You can always make more art.
And all you can make art for art.
Well, yeah, there's a whole school of art called Art for Art's Sake. Like Mark Rothko and the corporate people, they love to buy that kind of art because it doesn't mean anything or ask any questions.
There's a boy named Art, and that...
They like people to think they're cultured, but...
The boy named Art made art!
The boy named Art made art. Yeah!
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I love you!
I love you, too. So, this is sort of a short show. We got to get to school. What are your special shout-outs? What are your dreams for today?
Wait.
Yeah, what are your dreams for today?
My dream is for dream. I mean, I dream about being in Sack Castle.
Okay. So, is that what you're going to do today? Make a sandcastle?
First you need wet sand.
So who's going to win the Red Wings Penguins game today?
Well, I think the Penguins are, but I figured out that the Detroit Red Wings were.
That sounds like it's going to be an exciting game. Do you have any special shout-outs today?
Shout-out for Mama and Glenn and Lizzie and Love and Brad and Josie and Lori and Uncle Dave.
Oh, yeah, we want to send special prayers to Uncle Dave to get well soon.
Yeah, get well soon, Uncle Dave!
That's excellent, yeah, he just had a thing done that he needs to take a little time out for to heal. And, oh, we want to give a special shout-out to Matt over at Free Gold Watch. We love Free Gold Watch, don't we?
Yeah.
Free Gold Watch is a print shop in the Upper Haight neighborhood of San Francisco, and it's a real rare gem in that it also has a pinball arcade, like an old-fashioned pinball machines, analog, not video game, but pinball machines. And they even have leagues, and it's quite awesome. We love it, don't we?
We love Free Gold Watch.
Yeah, Mama's in a league there. She's the number 6 rookie.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So did you learn anything from your Squibs videos today?
Yeah.
What did you remember from Squibs today?
Yeah. Okay, then I remembered that a cloud is a mixture of small water drops or ice crystals in the atmosphere.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I remembered that the outermost layer of the atmosphere is the exosphere.
That's very correct. Yep, you're right.
All right!
Well, that's pretty much all we have time for today. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody love everybody.
Bye!
Everybody love everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.